First, how many people can you raise your hand who have either never been on a day retreat like this or have never done meditation? Okay, quite a few. All right, so those people, if you could, at the when the walking period in 30 minutes, if you could just congregate with me here, and we'll chat a little bit after the talk, after the first sitting, and we can talk about how it was. Just a little 10 minutes. So today, the title is Meditation and Sympathetic Joy. Or we could just say rejoicing, or gratitude, or appreciation. So what I like to look at is that often when we do meditation, either we think it's about relaxing, or we think it's helping to deal with our difficulty. And here I want to bring a little balance within that viewpoint, and to see that part of being aware, part of being mindful, is not just being mindful or aware of our difficulty or of our calm. But another thing which is very important is to be aware of what is good. To be aware of what is good within ourselves, but also to be aware of what is beautiful outside, either in the environment, either in people. And so I thought that what we could do is the morning could be more about, in a way, sympathetic joy, appreciation, rejoicing in ourselves, in our capacity, in our ability, in good choices we make, where we benefit others. And this afternoon, it will be more about rejoicing, appreciation with others, so that there is a balance between the two aspects. And so the way I wanted to do this, there is a traditional way to do this, but as some of you might be aware, I generally try to do things a little differently, because then I think, ooh, what about that? So we're going to explore this together. Possibly not in a necessarily traditional way like you've done before. What I like to do it actually is we're going to do walking, sitting, and then we'll have a discussion. And so what I like to do is try to combine the phrases, the rejoicing meditation, with actually some other meditation you might already be doing. So to see that cultivating rejoicing is not separate from being aware of the breath, being aware of the sounds, for example. So, because to me this is, there can be a tendency to say, this is a way to meditate. You must meditate just being aware of the breath, or just being aware of the body, or just doing this or that. But I think there are many different ways to meditate, and each of these ways is a tool of awareness, a tool of creative mindfulness. And so what I like to do is a kind of a rejoicing which is experiential. So not something which is abstract, but something which is really in the experience. And in that way, I think we can, in a way, be aware of the breath and then actually appreciate, rejoice, be grateful that we can breathe. Because breathing means we are alive. Breathing means we have a creative potential. And so, in a way, in being aware of the breath, we can also be aware of our creative potential for life, for kindness, for wisdom, for compassion. So in a way, just being aware of the breath, you could just see, oh, this is an exercise to calm me, so I just focus on the breath. Or you could focus on the breath, be aware of the breath, in such a way that it actually makes you more intimate with your life, with your possibility, with your capacity, with the beauty, the joy in your life. In the same way, if we do listening meditation, then we can be aware that we are able to listen to sound. And in a way we can appreciate, be grateful, rejoice in the music of life. That it be somebody coughing, that it be the rumbling of the underground, that it be whatever sound appear right now. So this is a way I would like to look at it. And so in a way to see that when we do meditation, what we're trying to do first is, as we sit in meditation, we try to have a good posture. So we can either sit on the floor or we can sit on a chair. If you sit on a chair, I would recommend, if you can, like me, to sit in the middle of the chair, so you hold your back yourself. If you sit, but of course, if you have a back problem, then I would say, try to sit. If you want to sit at the back of the chair, be careful not to do this, because otherwise you're going to fall asleep, and it's not so good. So I would say to sit in the middle of the chair. Also, if you sit on the floor, hopefully you are happy to sit on the floor. And so, and it's only 30 minutes sitting, so it won't be too long. So as you sit, try, what is very important is not to be an Olympic meditator, meaning you're going to sit in full lotus and start to levitate. This is not the idea. So that you find the posture which is relatively comfortable and you are stable. This is what is important. You feel stable as you sit on the floor. And then, as you sit, you can have your hands either on the side, either in the traditional posture, or either in front of you. Again, it's not sacred, just do what is comfortable. And then, in terms of the eyes, you can have the eyes open or the eyes closed. If you have the eyes closed, don't close them too tightly. If you have them open, just gaze gently in front of you without fixing anything. And then when we meditate, we try to practice awareness. And awareness is actually, and that's what we have to be careful when we practice meditation of awareness, mindfulness, is that this is not to make us more self-conscious. And so not to kind of start to feel a little kind of like you look at your thought, at your feeling, at the sensation, at the breath, at the sound, and you must hold on to all that. That's not the idea. The idea of the awareness, the mindfulness, is that we rest our attention on one point so we can anchor into it. And so then we can be more present to our experience. And if we actually more present to our experience, we can actually more appreciate it. Because this is the key. If you are lost in your thought, often you're lost in the past, you're lost in the future, you're lost in some worry. But I know you might have some difficulty in your life in some way. But right now, you are just human being having the intention to cultivate wisdom, compassion, awareness, wakefulness, rejoicing. And so, you know, in this moment, you have the choice. Do I just sit here in this building, which actually protect me from the elements? So even if the weather change, we're okay. Even if suddenly it pours down with rain like yesterday afternoon, we're okay. Nothing is going to happen to us. And so in a way, can we, this is in a way a little to me the key to the sympathetic joy. I think the key is not some kind of, you know, if only I had this, I could be happy, or if only I had that, I could be happy. It's really about appreciation of what is now. So in a way, it's really appreciation of being here. And I think that's what a day of meditation is to remind us that when we do the meditation, when we do the awareness, it's really about being present. But not being present because being present is better than anything else. It's being present because it helps us to be more aware of our experience, but also more aware of the multiplicity of our experience. This is a thing, to see that actually in this moment, as we sit here, we are a human being, and our humanness has come from millions of years of evolution. And you might sit there and think, this is boring. You know? All these millions of years of evolution, the little, the big bang, and then the, all the thing, and then the little thing comes out of the water, and then more things happen. And whenever I read about millions of years and a thousand years, and, you know, and we think 2,000 years is amazing. And here I am, this life, in this moment. What am I going to do to it, with it? Am I going to think, God, this is boring. I am bored. Or am I going to wake up? I think that's what sympathetic joy is about. In the morning, it's really waking up to our life, to what is good in our life, our good capacity, our good quality, but not as an idea, I should be happy. I must rejoice. If I am not joyful by the end of the day, either something is wrong with Martine or the meditation or with me. This is not the idea. It's more about the experience. How does it feel to actually experience that in this moment we breathe? We have the capacity to breathe. And this gives us an amazing creative potential. When you're dead, it's finished, you know. You can't do that. You know, so can we really be aware in this moment of our life, in this moment of the possibility of living? And to me, so that in a way, when we sit in meditation, we could start by being aware of the breath, feeling the breath in the body. So not imagining the breath, but really feeling it. Feeling the air coming in, the air coming out, either at the nostril, either at the abdomen, or feeling the whole breath coming in and out. And then as we feel that breath, in a way, after a little while, can we use what are called the phrases? So the Buddha considered four qualities to be really important to develop for the practice. And the quality are loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. So he thought that rejoicing was actually vital to awakening, vital to develop wisdom and compassion. And so then there is this method of using phrases. And so you use phrases, you repeat phrases, which can be useful as a way to anchor, but also can be useful as a way to question certain preconceptions, certain assumptions. So the phrase for today, what I will actually give you, suggest, is three verbs. I appreciate, rejoice, and be grateful. And then to use these three words in different ways. So for example, we could be aware of the breath. And then we could say, we appreciate more people coming in. You have a place here? And there is a little spot here. So we could say, as we're aware of the breath, so first you have to really be in the experience. This is what I want to do with this day today, to be aware. So being aware of the breath, and as you're aware of the breath, you really feel the breath, you know the breath, and then bringing the verb. I appreciate that I am breathing. I rejoice that I am breathing. I am grateful that I am able to breathe. So you can arrange the way you want after the I appreciate, I breathe, I appreciate the breath, I appreciate my breath, I mean, I rejoice in the fact that I breathe. That the grammar is really up to you. And then you can also, if you're not necessarily native English speaking, you can do it in whatever language you want to do, French, Lithuanian, or whatever it might be. So just to try to bring, as you're aware of the breath, try to bring the verb. I appreciate, I am breathing. I am grateful, I am breathing. I rejoice that I am breathing. So in a way to bring that. Then the second sitting, we could focus on listening. So in the second sitting, we can just focus on listening and just being aware of the sound of the people in the room, the sound outside, the plane, the underground, the bird, or whatever it might be. So first we really listen, and we're not trying to comment or analyze the sound, we're just trying to use the sounds, listening as an anchor. And then as we listen, after a while, really listening to the sound, anchoring in the sounds becoming bells of mindfulness, of awareness. Then, in a way, using again the verbs. I appreciate. I can hear. I rejoice in my hearing. I am grateful that I am hearing. So, we can do that. Or, so you can, if it's helpful, you can recite the sentences using the verb, I appreciate, I rejoice, I am grateful. Or, you can try to be more, because some people like to use the phrases because it helps them to be more focused. And then some people rather not use the phrases, and they rather like to be in the experience. So that then, it's kind of trying to be in the appreciation of the experience of hearing. And then it's nearly going to listening as a faculty we have, but also a faculty imbued. We nearly like listening as if we were listening to a piece of music, listening to the music of life. And so in a way, appreciating. What does it mean for me right now? To appreciate hearing. How can I experience it? What does it mean for me to rejoice in the fact that I can hear? How can I experience rejoicing when I listen? How can I experience gratitude when I am listening? So you can play either way, either with reciting the sentences, or you can play with the experience of it. How does it feel to appreciate? How does it feel to rejoice? How it feel to be grateful? So play a little with the verb, and in a way, the way they resonate within us. And then in between the two sitting, we're going to walk. We're going to do walking meditation. And in the walking meditation, it's the same. When we do the walking meditation, so we can walk either at a slow pace, or we can walk at a more ordinary pace on a longer distance. So slow pace back and forth on a short distance, and walking at a regular pace on a longer distance. Then we start with then being aware of the body. The body is an anchor. But as we anchor in the body, as we walk, being aware of the body, not going anywhere, just walking for the sake of walking, then bringing again the verb to the walking. So in a way, appreciating, I can walk. Appreciating, rejoicing in walking. Being grateful for walking. And then you can then move, because that's what is interesting, we're walking to what you see. So seeing the tree, seeing the various things you see out there. You can in a way, can I appreciate these plants? Can I appreciate this form? And what does it mean to appreciate something? And basically, when we appreciate something, to me the key is that actually we relate to it. And we meet it. We're not we meet it for the way it arrives, not for the way we want it to be. In appreciation, there is this going out to something, meeting it, being with it, in a way, kind of encountering it, with this kind of warm, light, kind of intimacy. So it's kind of like being aware, instead of generally being lost in our thought or whatever. You know, it's meeting what is around us, and really meeting it, really seeing it, really being aware of it, but not in a self-conscious way, in terms of what it's going to do for myself, but just in a way appreciating its existence for its own sake, in the same way that we can appreciate our own existence for its own sake. So that's what I wanted to suggest today, that we do. Is it relatively clear for everybody? Okay? So then...